Yes, you are tuned in to the Brightfield Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And I believe we have a kick-ass show for you tonight. I have my co-host here with me. I've got Will Turbitt from The Man of Truth.
Evening, gentlemen.
And we also have Kyler Davenport.
Good evening, everyone.
And we, I believe my interview is out, the one that I did with Will here. Will, where can people find that? I know you put it on Facebook, right?
Yeah, if you go to my Facebook, Will Turbitt, T-U-R-B-I-T-T, or just it's the most recent upload on YouTube.com/ Demand the Truth, Demand the Truth all together, no spaces, YouTube.com/ Demand the Truth. You can find part one and two there. And it's a really good talk. We talk about Masonry, Martha Stewart, and a whole lot more. It's a really good talk. And it's a chance, it's a part of V that not everybody usually gets to see. So it's a really cool interview. So you guys should definitely check that out and share that.
yeah, I agree with that. Definitely had fun that night. Let loose a bit. But yes, we have a guest coming on. I'm going to let Kyler do the honors as he brought the guest on for tonight. Go ahead.
Well, we have Marty Oakley, I hope, on tonight, who is a very, very good friend of mine. And I know she won't be offended if I call her grandma. She's like my grandma, but she is a young, spirited grandma, and she is a warrior, as we are. And her and I work in a similar mission to protect the senior citizens of this United States and around the world. Marty is also global, as we are, in protecting and advocating for these senior citizens who are being killed, who are being murdered in this healthcare system and in this mental healthcare system. And with probate, Marty's pretty much an expert in probate and how these seniors are being ripped off by their children and by their relatives and by their neighbors and by their caregivers and being abused in the system, not only the healthcare system in general, but in hospice. Marty, welcome to the show tonight. I love you very much, sis.
Well, thank you, Kyler. Thank you. I do want to correct one thing you said. They aren't being, it's a rare thing, only in 4-5% of the cases known has it been a family member, neighbor, or something that has ripped off the elderly. What we are targeting are these professional predators called guardians. These are predators. They don't know the victim, have never seen the victim, couldn't identify them in a one-person lineup, but they appear in court and get them guardianized, which is a de facto death certificate. Probate is supposed to become active only upon presentation of the death certificate, but the guardianship, whether it's plenary or limited, is a de facto death certificate. They are dead in the law. And from that point on, they have no constitutional rights or protections. They strip them of their identity, of their assets, of everything. They isolate them immediately, even though the statute in every state says that's to be the last thing, the last resort. In all cases, it is always the first thing done. They plow through and steal one estate after another. Then the person is shoved into hospice. And I don't know if you knew this or not, and we found this out from Dr. Jane Orion, head of the Physicians and Surgeons Association here in the States. The right way that hospice works is the first thing they do is declare futility of care. They create the conditions to call that because the first thing they do is withdraw food and hydration. And they start starving and thirsting them to death. And I asked her, how can they get away with this? Is premeditated. This is murder. She said, because they redefined food and water as medical treatment, not as a human necessity or right, but as medical treatment. So when they call for futility of care, the first thing they do is pull food and water and start the process of killing them. And they follow that up with massive loads of what they call ham sandwiches, Haldol, and morphine. They drug them to the point that they are in a stupor, if not fully comatose. And then they tell the family things like, they have dementia. They forgot how to swallow. No, they didn't. You drugged them so damn bad, they can't. And then when they come in with what's called the kill shot, which is a massive, massive dose of morphine with either Haldol or Zyprexa, Seroquel, one of them. They give them this shot. It's not long after that they're gone, but they also roll them up on their side. Morphine, of course, compromises the lungs. And when they roll them on their side, it basically stops the lungs from inflating and deflating reflexively. It also causes them an extreme amount of pain, but they don't give a damn. They get paid just under $30,000 per bed per month. And the faster they can turn that bed over, the more money they make. We found one place that was averaging five different patients in the same bed, making 30 grand a piece off of them month after month after month, and over 100-bed facility. We are targeted as elderly people. Excuse me?
I was going to ask, pardon for the interruption, how widespread is this? Is it a lot of hospitals? Is it certain people in certain hospitals? Or if you had to take
guess. This is across the country. They are doing this in every city, town. Now, there are a few privately owned hospices that are still the Good Samaritan, but under Obamacare, and this was Democrats and Republican votes passed this, they set up this system. They infused hospice with $11.5 billion worth of cash to go from Good Samaritan to the Grim Reaper. And instead of being a comfort system, which is what they're trading on, that old branding, you good guys, and they were, now it is about getting as many elderly people out of here as expeditiously as possible. And they are here in the States taking them out as near as we can tell, around 50,000 a year. And it's hard to find any stats. You find them buried in things like on the Department of Health and Human Services. 2010 comes to mind immediately. 2.1 million people on Medicare died.
And yeah, you're talking about that extra retirement there that's going on. So the thing is, you bring up Obamacare, and under Obamacare, you're basically dead after the age of 55 anyways. They're going to do their best to not take care of you after the age of 55.
Right, exactly.
And so, but there's this this thing mentioned, and is mentioned in such a way that it really makes it seem like a problem. there are some stats, and they say that the elderly are living longer, and there are more elderly people now in the United States, and they're calling it the silver tide.
Yes,
and we have problems dealt with. Apparently.
Yeah. See, they have attached all sorts of negative adjectives to boomers. The silver tsunami, the gray apocalypse. I mean, I've heard it called all kinds of things. As a grandmother and a great-grandmother, I take great pride in wearing those crowns, thank you. And I am not something that's expendable or disuseful, but you have to look at us from the way the government views us. We are a product, a commodity. When we reach an age where we are no longer what they consider productive, then we have no use to them, and they want rid of us. Now, I'm going to bring something else into this. It may seem unrelated, but I'll explain. Vaccines. The main intent of vaccines, well, other than they're altering our DNA, is sterilization. And we're seeing the effects of that now globally. The birth rate in the United States is only 40% of what it should be for a replacement population. And I saw an actuarial from Social Security on C-SPAN showing her charts how the birth rate was in the toilet, and yet the death rate on the elderly was spiking. And what they're after is a non-reproductive population, and yet somehow our population in the States, even with this reduction in the birth rate, this severe reduction, our population has increased by 60 million. Now, I don't know what you know about the Holodomor in the Ukraine with Stalin, but he did the same thing. He started killing off his own people in the Ukraine and bringing in people from other places as a replacement population.
All right, hold on one sec. Somebody needs to mute up in the background. We got a little static on. Continue what you were talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so we are being steadily replaced by, they go over and blow up some country that didn't do a damn thing to us, and then they disperse the population of that country all over the globe, including here in the U.S. And they are breaking up cultures and everything, but what they want rid of globally, and we've got connections now in 7 different countries. I've been doing this guardianship thing for going on 12 years, 1,400 shows. They are doing the same system as it plays in every country. It is the same system of targeting people of a certain age, mostly who have assets, and then they guardianize them, and they begin bleeding off the estate. Everything is converted over immediately to this predator called a guardian. And these are professionals. We have big corporations that do this. 60% of law firms make their bread and butter money doing guardianships. They never see the patient most times, or the client or the ward, whatever you want to call them. And I keep telling people, we're in commerce. Do you understand? They're treating us like a commodity. Oh, no, Marty, no. You're wrong. Every bill that comes out federally regarding the elderly goes first to the commerce, or the Energy and Commerce Committee, and it is handed down to other committees from there. You are in commerce. You are a commodity. But you become non-productive.
I have my own kind of speculations to the answer to this question, but I definitely wanted to get your take because, first of all, thank you for coming on the show. You sound like you are a very well-spoken advocate. You know your statistic. You're very impassioned, and you're very eloquent, so I thank you for that. Obviously, this is something coming from the top down, and yes. My guess, two-parter here. Where do you think it's ultimately coming from, whether at the top or historically? And then I guess the second part would be, how have they gotten these doctors and nurses to buy onto all of this?
Well, you know, and that's the thing there, too. We have seen a big change in the medical community. And what I'm noticing of people 50 and older is this reticence about going to the doctor. I went to a meeting here by the Twin Cities. I'm in Minnesota. Here, it's been about 7 months ago, and there was close to 100 people, 55 and older, in that room. And all I'm hearing is these people talking about being terrified of their doctors and how they're being threatened and mocked by them if they won't take these medications that cause more problems than anything they are supposed to cure. And then they started talking about being so terrified of going in the hospital, because they have too many family members or friends who went in the hospital for, say, pneumonia, or they broke their hip or something, that never came home. And then suddenly their house is sold and emptied out, and, you know, somebody else is living in it, and they never knew what happened to them. One of the big things back in 2010, I'm going to mention this, the GAO put out a report on this, on guardianship in the United States. And they had over 5,500 documented cases to go through. They chose 12 from 5 states, and they issued their report. I have the original report that said in 95% of the instances, it was a stranger to the family that was the predator, that who exploited that elderly person who did the estate theft. The Guardianship Association, the elder law attorneys, Adult Protective Services, jumped on them so bad that 3 days later they flipped it and said it was the other way. It was family members. The only time the mainstream media will report on this is if it's a family member. And people do this, yes. But it's rare. Estate plans. People say, well, I don't have to worry because I've got all my estate planned and we've got it all set up. You go into a probate tribunal. These are tribunals, not courts of law. The Constitution does not apply there. You can't claim it or use it because you're not dealing with the common law. You are dealing with codes, regulations, and statute, which is a whole different animal. So you have no rights, but they take all these estate plans and they cast them aside and say, these are, you know, we're going to discard these and we're going to give all of this power over to this person standing over here that's intending to rob you blind before they kill you.
Yes, so I call it the secret estate. See, the government, I call it the secret estate. This is where the Illuminati have it set up to where, yes, they absolutely rob us blind. I mean, that's the whole point of, you know, the CPS. You know, they steal your children, They relocate your children. So first and foremost, the children respect authority, government authority over parents. Plant that idea that they are the supreme power. So mm-hmm. the indoctrination gets started early. And the parents lose everything in the battle for these children, oftentimes yep. selling off a state, doing whatever they can, going through resources mm-hmm. to get the child back. And then, guess what? That child's inheritance is gone.
Yes.
And so they're clipping on that end, and then you come around the other side with the elderly, how they're doing, and discarding, yes, all the plans, all the rights, all the inheritance, all that is taken over. And that yes. is to disinherit the population yes. because you're taking away the power. You got no Bingo. Resources. You got no power.
Mm-hmm. There's a tort that's called tortious interference with inheritance. Now, if you or I did... And this is why they'll go after family members when they can get them. If you or I did what these professional predators do, we'd be under the jail for 3 or 4 lifetimes. But they can do it every day. Most recently, and we had outed this woman in Florida, Rebecca Furley, here 10 years ago as being a predator. And her law firm actually wrote me several threatening messages telling me to take the articles down, and I refused. And but we outed her. She had been bankrupt in 2007, which should have precluded her from ever being a guardian by their own state law. By 2010, she's a multimillionaire, and all she's been doing is guardianship. They just busted her in her office. They busted her for pulling a man's trach tube out and issuing a DN order without anybody's permission. She just decided she was done messing with him. And he died. But they go to her office, and here she has lighted glass shelves in there with the urns of all the people whose life she has ended. This is like trophies for a serial killer. And that's what I consider these people, serial killers. You asked about doctors and all of these people. This is something I've been questioning all along, especially in hospice, where these people go to work every day knowing they are causing pain, misery, and ultimately death of the other human beings, and go home to their families like nothing happened. And then go back the next day and do it again. And to me, it seems like there are an inordinate number of, I don't know if they're sociopaths, I don't know if they're psychopaths, but there are too many of them in the population. There are too many people that are willing to disregard what they're doing and the misery and suffering they're causing. We've seen them online on Facebook, these hospice nurses laughing about how they torment these elderly people. And it's just, it makes my stomach turn. I've asked, I'm going on 12 years.
Marty,
yes.
Marty, yes. I wanted to bring up a quick point, and then I'll shut up because you're doing so dang good. Whenever you see the ethics committee coming, and I've had a lot of experience with this, Marty knows, mm-hmm. they've got this new group now called the Ethics Committee. And when you see yes. those 4 or 5 people walk in the room, you better run. Get a cab and get out of there. Take everybody yes. out home. Hide.
Yes. And I think, what a misnomer. An Ethics Committee, you people have no ethics. You have no morality.
Absolutely. And we got to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be back for our short segment.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Yes, 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 yes. You can get in contact with us at 800-313-9443. This is the Red Pill Hard Korea Show. And, you know, wow, this is ridiculous. We are actually getting the next episode of Family Case Files put out in the next couple days. And yes, about a lady named Linda Scully. Basically, her mother had been targeted with construction crews. Well, some drug dealers were sent to damage her house, and then these construction people did something with their pipes, so they freeze over, completely devalued a $2 million home to the point where it's only worth a couple hundred thousand, got her out of there, and trying to sell the property. And it's just, these people have no qualms about uprooting people and getting them out. Out with the old and in with the new. And they're not even treating the new people all that well with all the various depopulation plots that there are for society as of right now. It's really sickening. And, you know, I don't think these people will be happy until we are all living in a Logan's Run type of situation. You know, what do you guys think?
I wanted to bring up one more point, V. By the way, I was in the movie Logan's Run. I was actually in that movie, but as an extra. My point is the death pack is given to the clients up here, the family, or whoever's in the house at the time in where I live. Now, with Marty, it may be different, okay? And Marty can give you the statistics on how much hospice is earning from every patient. And I will tell you that the nurse walks in, they hand the death pack to whomever is standing by the bed at the time and say, here's your morphine, here's your Seroquel, here's your Haldol, here's your whatever. If there's any problem with pain, just take this little eyedropper, drop it down in their throat or whatever, put it down their feeding tube, and goodbye. We'll see you later. And they'll send a nurse aide out about once a week, twice a week, to clean up the person if they poop on themselves or something like that. But other than that, you're left with the patient by yourself and the drug pack, the death pack. And furthermore, if you attempt to do anything but palliative care, you attempt to remove a feeding tube, they'll disconnect your contract immediately. If you turn on the oxygen, they'll disconnect your contract immediately. If you try to stop the patient from choking, they'll disconnect your contract immediately. This has happened to us on 5 different cases. And so basically they're making all this money by sending a couple of untrained nurse aides out to change the bed a couple of times a week and leaving the death pack with whomever may be standing there. It could be the maintenance man or the lawn guy, and saying, here you go, take this, we'll see you later, call us if you need us, and when there's time to pronounce the body, we'll come out, you know, and pronounce the body. Bye-bye. And so I wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, and this is very true. One of the things, we do that show on hospice every couple of weeks, and what you're talking about is stealth euthanasia. And that's what palliative care is. It's terminal sedation. And they actually drug these people to death, and they go to the family and they say, they're suffering. You don't want them to suffer, do you? You don't want them to be in pain. We're going to give them this, and that'll ease their pain. They don't tell them, and I've had so many families say, just hysterical, say they were murdering mom, dad, or whomever right in front of us, and we did not realize what they were doing. We thought they were helping. They were killing them. And this is exactly what they do. They call it hastening end of life. You are no more value to the government. You cannot be taxed into oblivion. You might have property, but that predator's going to take it. But you have become, they consider, a burden. They talk about the cost to Social Security. Well, since how the medical industry bilks Medicare out of $30 to $60 billion, and 60 is more likely the actual figure, each and every year, it is not the claimants who are creating the problem. It's the industry and the people that are allowed to do upcoding and padded billings and charge for services never rendered and all of this other stuff, and nobody questions it. Yet they know that this is what's happening. But who's paying the price on that? That elderly person is. And we have some of these predators will have a couple hundred wards that supposedly they're taking care of. They've never seen one of them.
Okay, well, we have to break for station ID, and then we'll come back for our long segment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was
tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Red Bull Hardcore Radio Show. I'm host V, and we are still on the air with Marty Oakley. Now, I want to say, I made a note, okay, to protect the people of the United States against all threats, domestic and foreign. Now, that oath is what I take seriously. It's probably the longest standing oath that I've ever taken, and is still active, okay? Now, for you secret society people, that means something. That means your omerta is invalid, okay? I'm telling all your secrets for you. Your omerta is no longer sacred. So you can do whatever you want to do behind closed doors. I'm just going to open up a window and air out your business. And that's what we're doing with this show. Getting people educated and organized against the covert cabal that seeks to destroy people for the sake of their personal gains. Now, Marty, I don't know what you're doing, and I want to get more solution oriented here, but there are organizations like caregiver.org, Protective Service, Elderly Abuse Hotlines, and I'm seeing a long list here. Are any of these And I'm pretty sure I'm going to answer my own question here. A lot of these are government-based sites.
Right.
But are any of these viable for actually reporting elderly abuse by the authorities themselves?
No. They have no interest. The federal government's stance on this is state's business. And the Supreme Court has reaffirmed that, saying that anything that is in rem, meaning in motion in the state, is the property and control of the state. So the federal government's position is, this is state's business and we can't interfere. We won't interfere. We have gone, I speak every year at the Whistleblower Summit in D.C. I have a panel on guardianship, and they are fighting like hell to keep me from speaking there, or anybody even talking about this, and the people coming against me are doctors and attorneys. And they don't want this dirty. This is a moneymaker. Let me tell you, this is a moneymaker. You hear people talking about the transfer of wealth, and they lay it off to these homeless people, you know, because, you know, they all just want to be homeless, for God's sake. And they just want something for nothing. They don't want to work. No, there's no jobs. They got evicted. They couldn't pay their rent. They were working three jobs, still are, out of their car. Nobody wants to be homeless. But what they're doing is the greatest transfer of wealth happening in this country is the theft of assets from the elderly and the interference with inheritance, the downstream effect of families not inheriting generational wealth. That's the greatest transfer of wealth in this country, and it is going in the pocket of these professional predators called guardians and these attorneys and the probate tribunal master. That's where it's going, and they will hold that person till they wrench every damn last dime out of that estate and then walk away. They'll sign off. They'll resign from the case because you can't get anything else. We have predators running like up in Detroit. There's one particularly virulent one up there that has 1,700 wards. She is collecting all of their Social Security and giving them $44 a month. She puts the rest of that money in her pocket for services. Take that time, 1,700. Also, any VA benefits they get, any railroad retirement they get, she makes herself the assignee on all of it, the payee, and she never supplies any auditing to the court. They don't ask her. She's required every year, but she doesn't do it. And then she takes these people and stashes them in any one of a number of residential homes that she has. And she leaves them with no food. She leaves them up here in the north with no heat. And here 2 years ago, one of these homes caught fire. And five of her wards that she loves so much burned to death in that fire. The house was uninspected, not approved for residential as a group home. She was never charged with anything. They gave her more wards. This woman is takes four or five Caribbean vacations every year. She's living the good life. But
does this lady have a name?
Yes, she does. Aunt Mary Rowan. And, She is a major predator, but she's doing it by volume. And some of the other professionals in this, these professional guardians that are with these big corporations, it's an old people's mill. They run one in the door and one out the other door, and all they're doing is planning the demise of these people. The family is immediately isolated from them. They can't see anyone. They can't talk to anyone. They are many times left in a room without even a TV or a radio. And in elderly people, when you isolate them like that and there's no stimulation, the psychological effect is extremely deleterious. They just start withering away, and they become confused and disoriented. And they don't care. This is why I say these people go to work every day, and they see this, and they don't care. They don't give a damn. And these people very quickly start going downhill, and they say, oh, well, they're terminally ill. No, they're not. Well, we said they are, so we're calling futility of care. And then immediately we start palliative care, like I say, which is stealth euthanasia. It's terminal sedation. And when they tell you they're going into palliative care, you might as well call the mortuary because it's not going to be long. We have managed to extricate about a half a dozen people from hospice that were claimed by their doctor to have terminal illnesses that never had one. And that doctor was even medicating them for these illnesses they did not have. And when it was discovered that this is what was going on, and they took them off these medications they didn't need, started hydrating and feeding them, they just rebounded. And we managed to get about a half a dozen out. But this process, this killing of people, has become so accepted. Like I say, people do this every day and act like it's nothing.
Well, you know, America's so concerned about gun control. Well, we need big pharma control.
Yes, I agree.
We have a caller on the line. Let's go ahead and get to our caller. I believe we have Rusty on the line. Please go ahead. Rusty from Eugene, Oregon. Go ahead. Okay, I believe he's having some phone
trouble. Rusty's just listening. He couldn't get in on the other line, and he's my brother. My brother from another mother, and he couldn't get in on the other line. I feel so sorry for him, so I gave him the 800 number, and y'all were sweet enough to get him in. Thank you. Marty, I wanted to bring up one more thing to the audience and to the supporters and fans and you. Up here, they're going after the mentally ill now, and I wanted to especially give this to V. They're going after the mentally ill now and the disabled here now that are dysfunctionally disabled and capable and non-ambulatory, and they're also going after the babies at full term. Yes. If you don't like the baby's nose, let's send it back, let's abort it. If you don't like the baby's eyes, if the baby's got maybe the cheeks are a little too high, let's send it back, let's abort it. So it's babies, and it's the mentally ill, and it's the disabled, and it's the crippled, and it's the mentally retarded, and it's the elderly. So I wanted to really put that into this show tonight to let everybody know what's going on in this country.
We already have two states, Connecticut and Wyoming, that have passed laws making it okay to starve those that are mentally ill or with dementia to death. Now think about that. To starve people to death, which is a very painful process. And, of course, they're going to be drugging the hell out of them all at the same time. But, you know, when I spoke at the summit this last year, in my closing statements, I talked about the comparison to the genocide of World War II. And I know people like to holler, oh, the Jewish Holocaust, it was far more than Jewish. There was 20 to 23 million people slaughtered in that, I consider it Europe's war. They killed everybody, Christians, Catholics, Gypsies, Hungarians, Bulgarians, over a million Greeks. But the first thing they did everywhere they went was they lined up the elderly and took them out. The second thing they did was anybody who seemed mentally deficient was immediately gone. Anybody who was gay or they thought was, gone. Educators, you know, entertainers, gone. Anybody who didn't look the way they wanted them to, gone. This was a wholesale slaughter on the European continent. And when I spoke at the summit, I said, what we learned, what all these governments around the world, and like I say, we've got seven, maybe nine countries now that have checked in on this. The same system is at work in every country. This elimination of the elderly, those who might be mentally deficient, those who are chronically ill, they're absolutely exterminating them. They're getting rid of them. And I said, the one thing we learned from Hitler, all these governments learned from Hitler, was you don't want to go out and start firing shots and making a big bloody mess and pissing everybody off. You want to do it incrementally. Make it sound warm and fuzzy. You know,
indoctrination.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, we have a caller, Chris from Las Vegas. Go ahead, brother.
Why, thank you so much, and it's so nice to hear Marty Oakley back on Republic Broadcasting Network. I remember when you used the other shows, and we spoke quite a bit together. Marty, yes. I'm here still right now in the Las Vegas area, and we've had a horrific problem here with the guardian ad litem, so-called, which are really predators, masquerading as caregivers, somebody that really gives a hoot about. Apologize for the road noise here. But my observation is this problem falls exactly at the feet of the bar members who have constructed these legal constructs to be able to rob, rape, plunder, and pillage. There's a concept in the law known as jus specialis. It's spelled two different ways, with a C and with a T, F-E-C-I-A-L-E-S. It's a secret, silent war to absolute destruction of anyone they can ensnare into their court schemes or scams. Right. And so what we're really seeing is a predator group who is preying upon everyone or trying to amass all the resources they possibly can, felony criminal conversion of elderly people's money and estates to their own self-interest.
Yes. You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. This is exactly what's, and this is exactly who set this system up. And Jared Schaefer, one of the worst predators, they call him the godfather of guardianship there in Las Vegas. Two of his proteges got put in prison, and that was just the low-hanging fruit. They weren't about to go after him. He's got the goods on everybody. And but this bar association thing, my show earlier tonight, I had two attorneys on there, one who has been disbarred, one who's in the process of being persecuted in Massachusetts for speaking out against the corruption. And it was over the guardianship of her father, who had also been an attorney, had his estate all planned out. His own attorney guardianized him and stole a $7 million estate. And then he just serendipitously died as soon as the money was gone. But it is the Bar Association who constructed this, who facilitates this. And in these probate tribunals, these are tribunals. These are not courts of law. They are not courts of record. They do not have to follow the rules of evidence nor the code of civil procedure. They can do whatever the hell they want, and they do. And there is, go ahead.
Whenever you see the word specialty in front of anything, be especially cautious, because likely it's going to be some sort of an inquisitorial star chamber, a cruel trilemma, a Sanhedrin, or Sanhedrin. This is a special court where one judge, which is the very definition of a tyrant, has the power to decide on life, death, distribution of resources, what evidence you can present or otherwise. And this is the same thing as specialty competency court is. And, of course, the word term competency is factually void for vague because it's a moving standard, so therefore it's not a standard. It is undefined, and it's subjective and interpreted just like everything else in the so-called DSM-4 and 5.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Chris, I want to thank you for calling. Please hold on to the line if you have another question or statement. We need to go to Jason, who's in Tucson. Please go ahead, Jason.
Hey, thanks, V and everybody. I just wanted to suggest a partial solution. It has to happen before they ambush you with the guardianship. But if you have assets to protect, like a house and all other stuff, you can put it into a private trust that's set apart that goes to your heirs after you die. Once it's in the trust, they can't touch it. I mean, they can still get you like the vault. Oh, they can circumvent that?
Yes, go ahead. They break these trusts all the time. And there is nothing that is inviolable. They will break those trusts, discard the trust, put a conservator who's usually an attorney or a predatory guardian as administrator of that trust and kick off the person who was designated to be the administrator. They'll say, oh, you're not competent to do it. And but they break these trusts all day, every day. And that's one of the things I have talked about a lot, is you go to these people for estate planning, and one of two things, either that probate tribunal is operating in fraud, or the law firm that sold you those estate plans are operating in fraud, because they knew when they sold them to you they weren't worth the paper they were written on. They are discarded daily by these tribunal, they're hearing examiners or ministerial clerks. They're not judges. Judge implies that you're dealing with the law. That's a legal term. These are examiners and clerks who work for the same agencies that are helping keep all this stuff going. And so you're in a, it is a recreation of the old Star Chamber courts out of England, the Chancery courts. They already decided what was going to happen, and you were going to hang one way or the other. And the only real wealth in this country is in people age 60 and over. 10 years ago, people 60 and older owned 65% of all the real wealth in this country. That was property, assets, everything. Now it is down to 38%. That's how fast they're stealing. This is the transfer of wealth that's going on.
Well, and how about if how about people be preemptive? Well, say you turn 55, you just go ahead and sign over everything to your daughter, your son, and you know, living your house for the next 20, 30 years, but just know uh-huh. that it's in the name of your offspring already, and not have to do all this estate planning.
Well, what you're talking about is transfer on death, and some people have done this already. Now you have states like, I believe it's New Mexico and a couple of others that have attached look-back periods. If it comes into probate and they want to go after the assets, and the first thing that examiner will say is, have all the assets been marshaled? The guardian will say, I don't know. We're going to have to take a look. So what they did is they decided that even if you had estate plans, they could go back 10 years and look to see if you had sold or bought anything that they didn't know about. And if you did, especially if you sold property, they would issue an order that that property be returned to the estate because the guardian needed it to take care of you.
How is that legal on any level? I understand all this corporate law and codes and stuff, but that mm-hmm. if I buy a house from someone and they die 10 years later, they can't take that house from me.
Well, see, in probate, you can do anything you want because you are not governed by the law. The law has nothing to do with this. These are courts that were set up specifically to avoid the law, the constitutions,
yes.
and your any rights or protection. They are set up specifically. Yes. To do that, yes. you can't. They can do anything they want, and they do.
They work,
do anything.
They work covertly. They work covertly as a rogue agency, independent
yes.
rogue agency, completely. And there was one comment I wanted to make. Last comment. There's a new trick going on here in the Northwest. If anybody that you know that's elderly in a nursing home gets a UTI, gets a urinary tract infection, you better get it fixed quick. Because hospice is going to be there on the doorstep. If they get a UTI and it's not taken care of immediately, they're going to end up in hospice care overnight. So you better watch families for those UTIs. UTI sounds like nothing, sounds like a common cold, but it's mm-hmm. an open door to hospice to come in and kill your mother or father. A UTI,
yes, it is.
Urinary tract infection is what they're going after now.
In elderly people. A UTI will cause confusion and memory loss because the body can't handle the infection. So you have
this
poison going to the brain. And they know this, but they won't test for it or they won't treat it. And they say, oh, they got dementia. So,
you
go.
Okay. Jason, thank you for calling in. I want to say, you know, this is very disturbing. I mean, I thought I knew all this stuff, but you've actually furthered my knowledge in on this subject. I want to thank you for that, and hopefully you expanded the listeners' knowledge on the subject. And we need to get active. We need to be preemptive. We need to do something about this.
We have been trying, but what we're up against legislators who plug their ears and turn the other way. We're fighting with legislators right now in Minnesota. We want changes made to this probate. We want probate returned to a civil court. If there is no property damage, there is no injured party. But if you think this person is incompetent or incapacitated, you bring your charges, because this is what they are, is charges. There's been no crime committed, but they're charging you anyway for aging. Get in a criminal court, produce your evidence for the claims you're making, and they're never asked to, and they never do. They just get up and recite this laundry list, oh, we found them living in squalor, covered in urine, but they've never even seen the person. And they're never questioned about this, and the family who's trying to defend that elderly person is prohibited from introducing anything that would refute what these predators say. It's a rigged system.
Marty.
So, and I do know that these people
promote your show before we go. Promote your show, Marty.
Hold on, though. I do know. Hold on. Guys, what about the people, very quickly, who do defend the elderly? I know they are targeted in some way or form.
The families are absolutely torn apart. The downstream effect, financially, emotionally, they will persecute them, target them, threaten them. It's unbelievable the lengths they will go to get that family to back off. And there is nothing they won't do.
Okay. Yes, as Kelly was saying, please promote your works here, yes. Please.
Yeah, I have the PPJ Gazette at the ppj.me, ppjg.me on the net. I've been up for many years. That's my website. And then TS Radio Network, Marty Oakley, on Blog Talk. And we'll be starting our 12th year in June. And we will top 1,400 shows Sunday evening. So we're still out there banging away.
Good.
Absolutely. That sounds wonderful. Okay. Well, I've got to get you in contact with Joanne Dennison. She's great.
I know Joanne. Well, I don't know her, but yeah, I've talked with her. Yeah.
All right. I would thank you for being a guest on the show. And guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Redfield Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.